Sonia Sorich joins me now.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. On Fridays, we get together to talk about the region's business news. The grocery store business is getting a lot more competitive, and Raley's is taking a big step to attract more customers. The West Sacramento-based company announced this week it will expand its delivery service to much of the Sacramento area.
Yes, Raley's is partnering with local delivery service Food Jets for same-day delivery. If you're interested, delivery customers will work with a personal shopper to find the items that they want. Now, there's no delivery charge for the first three orders. After that, it's $5.95 for orders under $100, and any order over $100 has no delivery charge.
Of course, Raley's isn't the first grocer to experiment with delivery.
Amazon is the obvious competitor, but we've seen other grocery chains try delivery as well. Then, of course, there are those services like Blue Apron that deliver ingredients to customers to make specific meals. Now, millennials are a big driver of this focus on delivery. We keep hearing about the focus on speed and convenience. Being based in West Sacramento, Raley's thinks it can uniquely appeal to local customers who are interested in delivery. This service will be available from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., generally within 2 hours for same-day delivery, and it'll be interesting to see how the idea plays out locally.
Moving on to beer news, Device Brewing Company, a Sacramento craft brewery, has announced plans to open a tap room in the Ice Blocks development in Midtown. How long will we have to wait to check it out?
Well, it's expected to open in spring 2018. That's according to a Facebook post from the business, but we don't know too many details beyond that. Device will join other food and drink businesses such as Phil's Coffee and the upcoming Beast and Bounty restaurant in the Ice Blocks development.
Device is one of several breweries that are expanding. What's behind this expansion?
Well, that's a good question. Device has operated its current Sacramento brewery and taproom since 2013. And this past summer, one of Device's owners said he was considering various local sites for an expansion, ranging from the Pocket area to Monterey Bay. And you're right, we have seen many of these existing breweries expand with new taprooms in recent months. Bike Dog Brewing opened that new taproom on Broadway. And we know other breweries such as Track 7 and Out of Bounds have new locations in the works as well.
But the beer business is still challenging. Once in a while, we'll hear about one closing. In fact, a tap room in Auburn recently shut its doors.
Yes, that is Final Gravity, a locally owned business that also has a location in Roseville. Now, that Roseville location remains open, but the Auburn location did close recently. And there is a difference between Final Gravity and the breweries that we just discussed, because Final Gravity doesn't brew beer. It also doesn't prepare food. It directs its customers to nearby restaurants instead. Now, we don't know a lot of details about what went into the decision to close Final Gravity's taproom in Auburn, but we do know that since that location opened, Auburn's beer scene has gotten a lot more competitive. We've seen the relatively recent arrivals of breweries such as Crooked Lane and Moonraker in Auburn as well.
A locally owned waffle restaurant is expanding into franchising, beginning with an Elk Grove location.
The Waffle Experience, which has locations in Natomas and Folsom, has found a franchisee for an upcoming Elk Grove site. Now, that franchisee also operates the local food truck Frenchie's Waffles, so there is a waffle connection there, and the address is still being determined for that Elk Grove site.
How many franchise locations will we see?
The founders of the business actually have big expansion plans. Locally, we could see locations in Roseville and maybe Midtown Sacramento, but there's also apparently interest in opening waffle experiences in places such as Seattle and Dallas.
So do they mix it up with the waffles? I mean, what kind of waffles does this place offer?
Yeah, well, the name probably makes you think it's a typical diner, but that's not the case. If you've eaten there, you know that these waffles are infused often with herbs or spices, and you can expect toppings on your waffles such as free-range chicken, blue cheese, and basil aioli. Other ingredients include cage-free eggs and homemade pork belly. So needless to say, this is a far stretch from those frozen waffles you ate while growing up.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.